Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting second. The first baseman, LB Fletcher. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Lee Handley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Hallett. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Jack Hallett. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Sturgeon. Batting third. The first baseman, Eddie Waitkus. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Clyde McCullough. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Emil Kusch. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Emil Kusch. And now, play ball. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a pop-up towards first. Waitkus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McCullough for a passed ball. Fletcher moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kusch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Sokold takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Elliott takes first base on ball four. Fletcher moves to third. Sokold moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher scores. Sokold scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 2-0, Pirates. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hallett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley juggles the ball. That's an error on Handley. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sturgeon moves to second. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a line drive towards first. Fletcher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0 for 1 in the game. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hallett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. Russell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sockold hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Emil Kusch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusch strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Sturgeon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturgeon is 0 for 1 in the game. Sturgeon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gustin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. Cox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kusch fires to first and picks off Cox. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 0 for 1 in the game. Waitkus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus moves to second. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0 for 1 in the game. Rickard hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Rickard reaches second base with a double. Rickard is thrown out after the base hit. Waitkus scores. Cavaretta moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, Pirates. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-1 in the game. Nicholson strikes out. Two outs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-1 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-1 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett is 0-1 in the game. Hallett hits a fly ball into center field. Cavaretta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 0-2 in the game. Gustin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cavaretta. Gustin reaches second base with a double. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustin scores. It's 3-1, Pirates. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-2 in the game. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sturgeon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-1 in the game. Gerges strikes out. One out. Ted Pawlak pinch hits for Emil Kusch. Ted Pawlak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pawlak hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Elliott. Pawlak reaches second base with a double. Hank Borowy pinch runs for Ted Pawlak. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Hack hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Lou Stringer pinch hits for Bobby Sturgeon. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lou Stringer now playing second base. Ed Hanizuski now pitching. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards first. Waitkus scoops it up and throws to first, with Hanizuski covering, for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Waitkus strikes out. One out. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fletcher scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rickard for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lenny Morello now playing shortstop. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-2 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Hallett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hallett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hallett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Gustin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Morello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-2 in the game. Nicholson hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-2 in the game. McCullough hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello hits a ball on the ground towards third. Handley fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Pirates will come to bat. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Fletcher takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-3 in the game. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to second. Bill Sockold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sockold is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sockold hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Elliott hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kiner takes first base on ball 4. Fletcher moves to third. Russell moves to second. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dom D'Alessandro pinch hits for Ed Hanizuski. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Hankskins pinch hits for Stan Hack. Hankskins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skins hits a pop-up towards short. Cox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Stringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Stringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Waitkus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Waitkus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Waitkus takes first base on ball 4. Stringer moves to second. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Stringer scores. Waitkus moves to second. It's 3-2, Pirates. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Waitkus scores. Cavaretta moves to second. It's Pirates, 3, Cubs, 3. Alger Hauser now pitching. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 0-for-3 in the game. Nicholson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kiner. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Cavaretta scores. Rickard goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Cubs. Clyde McCullough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCullough is 0-for-3 in the game. McCullough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Nicholson moves to third. Lenny Morello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morello is 0-for-1 in the game. Morello hits a pop-up towards first. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Hankskins now playing third base. Russ Meyer now pitching. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0-for-3 in the game. Handley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Workman pinch hits for Alger Hauser. Chuck Workman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Workman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gustin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. LB Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.